I have an ID 50 that I had gotten recently for $350, used, of course. And that ID 50 is kind of cool. The other ones I have is, I have two or three different DMR radios, one of which is the 390. That one, and then I have one, a different one, which is a PYT MD 6900, I think it is, which is a mobile unit, and that one works wonderfully when conditions allow, I guess. And then I think I have a BTEC UV Pro, I don't remember the name of it. Either way, that one doesn't do digital in like the traditional sense, but you can use a built-in modem with repeaters and such. So I can do APRS natively on it and connect over Bluetooth and send WinLink up to something, implying there's a repeater that can actually pick it up.
Okay, yeah, I know it's a big thing with the WinLink with the Amateur Radio Public Service Corps, at least Macomb County, so that's handy. And the D-Star stuff, yeah, I remember that one radio there, like, it was a mobile radio. So even if the D-Star wasn't, you know, going to be, you know, wasn't so much accessible, it did have that pass-through mode, so if you were, say you had a what is it, MD-390, or is it, you know, any of the smaller, you know, the handheld DMR radios, you could actually pass it through the ICOM, and I think it still would put out 50 watts. So it would boost it up and that kind of thing. So it still had some, you know, digital utility, as well as they would do it for fusion as well, I believe. So some of those radios, even though, like I say, even though D-Star isn't so prevalent in this area, kind of scarce. With a little ingenuity, they're still useful for digital.